Queen Elizabeth, hi, you look very regal today. Hey, why did you just throw that brick at that construction worker? After all, you gotta expect some catcalls when you shake it down the street like that.
Even in sleep, he embarrasses us.
Shh, Fred, you know it's dangerous to wake him when he's sleepwalking.
I love taking that chance.
Oh, hi, Ma, hi, Dad.
Dan, wasn't as good as last time when we had to pry him down off the chandelier.
Well, I have no idea how I got here or why, but who cares? I guess I should blurt out the reason I'm as giddy as a squirrel in a convenience store. I finally saved up enough money for my big trip to the big city.
What? Are you crazy, boy? The big city will chew you up and spit you out like a wad of horse meat.
Yes, it's horrible there. All the people just bustle right past you, and the ladies are painted up like dime store hussies.
Ah, you won't be there more than 5 minutes before you'll get suckered into a game of chance and somebody will slip you a Mickey.
All right, Dad. Everything's bad in the city, but everything's perfect here in the suburbs, right? Oh, yeah. Nothing ever goes wrong here. We never grow old and die in the suburbs. Nobody ever burns their tongue on a bowl of pea soup, and everybody has pizza ovens. It's always just a Pleasant Valley Sunday here in status symbol land.
Gladys, could we at least use a stun gun on him?
Look, Ma, Dad, you've kept me hidden away for too long under your skirt and in your pants. It's time for me to go off and sample life to its fullest, to eat of the fruited loins of our forefathers. Well, I better get going. I have a ticket on the 501 Sonic Bullet Train, so... Jeez. The big city. I can't wait. The Eiffel Tower, the Acropolis, the Leaning Tower, the Aztec ruins.
Chris, none of those things are there.
I never thought I'd see the day. You're blatantly lying to me so that I'll stay here. Jeez, what do you take me for, a moron? Boy. How do you get this section of the wall to open?
Turn the knob.
Oh! What do they think of next? High-tech than I imagined.
Are you looking for a good time?
No, I just want to stand here all day and get jostled until my shoulder separates.
Ooh, a tough guy, huh? I think I can handle that.
We
Wait a second. Oh, my gosh. You're one of those filthy, lice-ridden prostitutes, aren't you? Jeez. You know what? I gotta get a picture of you for my mom. Do you mind? Smile. Thanks a lot. Oh, now I have to wash up. Do you have a wet nap on you? Preferably one that's upset, because I have allergies. And it's
hey,
really
all right.
Yes.
Watch the dog. Keep your eye on the dog. Dog's in the doghouse. Which house is the dog in?
I'm sorry. Have you lost your dog? Was its name Poopy?
$20 down. Me and the shells.
Oh, okay, $20 sounds like a lot of money for three shells and a pea, but then again, I am out of them, so there you go.
Well, done for the day.
She's full. Better save this for later.
Hey, stick legs with a fat gut.
Yes, that's me.
I saw you stuffing your mug. How about a nice, cold, tall one to wash it down?
Oh, sure, great. Thank you very much. Wait a second. This wouldn't by any chance be a Mickey, would it?
Yeah, right. I just come up and give you a Mickey on the street. Look, you don't want it.
Is this swell guy over there looks thirsty?
No, 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 I'll take it. I'll take it. Sure, sure. Thanks. Gee, what a friendly town. That's delicious. Kind of tastes like root beer, except more medicine-y.
Thanks very much.
Come on. Hey, son, come on, get up out of there now. Come on, go get yourself a coffee and a bowl of stew down at St. Mary's. Come on.
Don't sit on me. You're fat. You'll squash me.
What is this now? Acute paranoia. I think somebody slipped you a Mickey.
No, that's impossible. I specifically asked about that.
Now, listen, son, I've been walking this beat for the last 25 years. I know a Mickey victim when I see one. And you, sonny boy, have been had. And by the best in the business. Barney the Mickey Sullivan. Slips him a Mickey, makes off with their wallet like he was pulling panties up a groundhog.
Well, no, my wallet just happens not to be in there. Oh, it's gone! My wallet's gone! Help, police! Help, police!
Well, top of the morning, Officer O'Meara. Anything going on here that'll put me on the map?
Well, the saints be praised. If it isn't Bay Evans, the reporter from the Evening Star.
Okay. All right, I've got to keep my wits about me. That's what I have to do. Let me just retrace my steps. Now, I was standing here, and then I passed out over here. Or was it over here? Oh, how am I going to do this? I can't do this. This is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. I'm like a rat caught in a maze.
Hey, I smell a story.
Not at all. Just another kid who lost his wallet.
Correction, a big fat wallet stuffed with all my mad money and my little thimble puppets named Patina and Scapini.
Now listen, son. A lost wallet might be big news out in the boonies, but here in the big city, that story's as common as a body on the trolley tracks.
And that's exactly what's wrong with this big lug of a town. Apathy, cynicism, skepticism. Well, I'm going to put a stop to that. Me, Mae Evans.
Look! It's Jimmy Sticky Finger Simons. I've been after him for 3 weeks. He's got me lucky charms.
So, what's your name, Smallius?
Peterson. Chris Peterson. But I can't prove it because my wallet's gone. But I think my ID picture looks something like this.
Boy, I'm going to put you on the front page. I can see it now. Small town boy's wallet stolen. City hangs its head in shame.
Wow.
Mr. Wallet Boy, here is your unbaked pizza with no toppings, sauce, or cheese.
Why did you order it like that?
Because I can.
This is incredible. I knew this story would be big, but never this big. Oh, the city hasn't been this excited since the Siamese pinheads came to the Barnum Museum.
sure, kid. What's your name?
Kyle.
Okay. To Kyle. K. Why don't we just make it to the kid? I'm sorry, I have problems with those foreign names. There you go.
Well, the boy, the mayor's outside. He wants to give you the key to the city.
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to exchange keys yet. I mean, we've only been dating a week.
Wallet boy, as mayor of our fair city...
Excuse me, actually, it's called the big city.
Jeez, and he's the mayor? This town's in big trouble.
In recognition of your accomplishments in the last 24 hours, I would like to present you with a key to the city.
Oh, well, that's very nice. I have to soak for about another 5 minutes. Would you be a flower drum song and just run into my bedroom, put it on the nightstand for me?
Wallet boy, J.D. Wendell. Listen, we'd like to sign you up to an exclusive merchandising deal. You know, wallet boy dolls, watches, rat poison, the works. All printed with your catchphrase, I've lost my wallet.
Wow. Geez, everything is happening so fast to me. I'm sorry, you're going to have to give me a little time to think this over. Sorry. Okay, where do I sign?
Right here. It's the usual 98-2 split. Same deal the Beatles got.
Yeah, and they're rich, aren't they? Oh, boy. Wow. This is all so wonderful. I can't believe it. You know, my parents were completely wrong. I mean, the big city isn't cruel and nasty. I want you all to know that I shall never change. I shall always be the simple wallet boy that you've all grown to love and to worship.
Who the hell sneezed?
All right, that's it. Everybody, get the hell out. Out, out. Get the hell out. Ooh, you're all disgusting. Infested sycophants. Get out. You two. Out. Ooh. Got your infested spores all over me. Who knows where the hell you've been. Out.
Look at all these invitations. We've got the governor's other ball, the ambassador's reception, the district attorney, Sadie Hawkins' dance, sanitation commissioner's cotillion, the Department of Water and Power's...
Wait. I'm sorry. I don't want to disappoint the sanitation commissioner or anything, but they're just going to have to party without this bearded lady, because I am putting my big rump right here on this Sealy Posturephonic and going into a pay-per-view haze.
Oh, sure. And while you sit up here letting your feet go soft, another kid's out there who's lost his bike. So then he becomes bike boy and you're back in Hicksville tossing fish wrapping for peanuts.
Jeez. Never thought of it that way. I guess this being a lovable victim business is more cutthroat than I thought. Well, I'm not going to take any chances.
Hey, everybody. I'm the most pathetic, deserving rube in this whole big city. And I'm going to prove it.
Hey, wallet boy, you think you're such a big shot? Well, I got a little message for you from the underworld.
I can't believe we danced all through the night until the sun rose and poked its yellow manliness through the clouds.
Here's the Metropolitan State Building. It's 50 stories tall.
Yeah, you know, I heard that if you drop a penny off the top floor there, it could bore a hole through a pedestrian's head and go all the way through him and come out his toe. I bet a quarter would probably kill him.
There are the Aztec ruins.
See, I knew it. Jeez.
You know, you're kind of cute for a sensational headline-grabbing, circulation-boosting freak.
Jeez, I don't know whether to thank you or call you a cold, heartless bitch.
Who does split the difference? Oh, Chris, I'm sorry. I mean, you're swell and all, but I don't know if it's you I love or the phenomenon called Wallet Boy.
Who cares? Let's just make out.
Oh, Chris, don't you want to know?
May, there are certain questions in life that should go unanswered. Like where does meat come from? And how do fish breathe? And what's the square root of 9?
It's 3.
You're not of this earth.
Wallet Boy.
Wallet Boy, stop! Wallet Boy, Wallet Boy, Wallet Boy! Oh, wow! It's him! Wallet Boy!
Oh, my! Ah! Oh. Dancing all night? Oh, meeting luminaries right and left? The crowd chanting my name on every street corner? I feel like the incredible Mr. Limpet. Hey, May, tell me the truth. It's me you love, isn't it? I mean, it's not Wallet Boy.
Chris, I have to be honest. If you're looking for guarantees, I have to say at this point, I really have no idea.
You've just made me the happiest man in the whole world. I'll get it. Hello, Wallet Boy.
Chris, it's Dad.
Just some more boobs pretending to be my parents. Look, Mr. Rich Little, pretending to be my dad isn't going to get you jack spit, okay?
Well, being your dad hasn't exactly been an embarrassment of riches either.
Dad, it is you. Hi.
You left your wallet here, Chowderhead.
Are you kidding? Oh, jeez. Boy, is that a load off. Okay, thanks, Dad. Bye. Hey, May. May. You want to laugh? I didn't lose my wallet at all. No. In fact, I left it at home, snug as a bug in a rug. Believe that? Boy, I can't wait to tell everybody. I can't wait to see the faces on this city. Oh. Citizens of this big city, let me...
Have you gone
screw? What? Oh, please. Oh. Ooh.
Where did this get out on the street? They'll tear you apart like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, wait just a mangy horse minute here. Are you talking about my crowd? The Wallet Boyniacs?
Chris, they loved you because you were a victim, not an idiot.
Well, gee, if they find out... What's going to happen to my free lifetime hotel suite?
Hello, YMCA.
Well, damn it, do something.
Just keep your trap shut. Nobody will be the wiser. Oh, all they need is another scam like the Ringling Brothers unicorn.
What was wrong with him?
Winnie, boy, have I got the tea on Wallet Boy. It turns out he's not on the up and up.
Yeah, Wallet Boy. Oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, one moment. Oh, one moment.
Bastards. They still love me. If they only knew the truth, they'd hang me up by my own intestines.
Chris! Chris!
Instead of waving that big fat wallet around, why don't we just put sandwich boards on that say, rob us, we're old.
Chris! Have your wallet! We brought it for you from home! Chris!
Did you hear that? He didn't lose his wallet. He left it at home.
He's no hero. He's a dumbass.
Taking us for chumps.
Wait a second. Those people aren't my parents. I mean, can't you see? There's no family resemblance whatsoever. I mean, I'm fully clothed and they're wearing bathrobes.
Get it!
Wait a second. Wait. Okay. All right. So maybe I didn't lose my wallet. Does that make me a bad person? Is it a crime to have inspired an entire city to rally behind a young boy? I mean, look at what's happened here.
You were all once cold-hearted, cynical, ice-blooded bastards. And now look at you. I've transformed all of you into tender, God-fearing, puppy-loving marshmallows floating on top of a golden cup of hot, nutritious cocoa. Now don't you all just feel the slightest bit silly? Wait. I guess this whole town is against me, huh, May? Except for you. I can see it in your eyes.
Do you see an angry mom headed this way? Because that's what I'm seeing.
What about us?
You know how I couldn't tell whether it was you I loved or the phenomenon Wallet Boy?
Yeah.
We've asked the judges, and we have a decision. Wallet Boy, by a mile.
What these morons don't realize is that I still have the key to the city.
We changed the lock, idiot.
Oh, gee. Oh, come on, guys, let me in, huh? Please, come on. Okay, fine. I'll just wait out here until you change your minds. And I can wait, believe me. I've got all the time in the world.